Rabosai?
I thought it
was on. Totally awesome. Here we go. So our topic today is Simin Tov Kuf Yud Dalad in Or HaChaim, the topic of lowering, extinguishing flames on Yontif. So this is a super practical Shaila, and it's super complex. So it begins all the way back in the sugya that we dealt with many times before, and the story is going to take us from the beginning to the Lemaisa practical conclusion, but it's going to start all the way back in the topic of Machshirin. So we saw the Gemara in Chaf Ches Amud Beis here in Beitza, where the Gemara said that there's Machlokas. We saw in the Gemara also in Megillah, Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim regarding Machshirin of Ochol Nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda's Machlok between Efshem Yibod Yom and Efshem Yibod Yom. So the Gemara mentions Halach of Eimor and Cain. The Rif there in Chaf Ches Amud Beis is not 100% clear how you paskin, but the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halach Ches says that Machshirin that are EF Shemi Bod Yom are Mutter. Now, I'm not going to discuss the Shitas Rambam. Remember, we discussed the Machlokas Achron and Perek Dalet Halacha Tes about whether the Rambam really paskins like Rabbi Yehuda or not, with the Gra there, okay? And the Rosh in Perek Beis Os Yud Tes also says that the Halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda. And the Shulchan Aruch we saw in Tav Tzadi Hei in Aleph paskins that we are Matir Machshirei Ochol Nefesh She'ef Shemi Bod Yom, and we saw also discussion about this in Chachmei Ashkenaz, the Mordechai in Tafresh Pei Alf here in Beitza. Okay, so if we assume that the plurality view is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, so then the Gemara that we're dealing with here on Daf Chav Beis is difficult, because the Gemara, or at least the conclusion that we would draw from the Gemara, because the Gemara says in Daf Chav Beis, can you pass me please the Gemara behind you, huh? Behind you, the Gemara has a Shaila. Thanks. The Gemara has the Shaila. First, Amar Rav Kanva is Shari. We'll get back to that later. What does he say to him? He doesn't have Bayis Acher, can't be Kofa Kli. What's the din? Pesach was Aser. The Gemara says, really? And similarly, the Gemara has the next Shaila of Habayi, asking Rabba Lechabas at Lega B'yamtiv where there's no Sakhanas Nefasha. So he says, Aser, the same Shaila. The one says, no, Ahi, Rabbi Yudahi. So at this point, we're trying to figure out why does the Gemara conclude that it's Aser? Didn't we say that the accepted Jews that we passing like Rabbi Yudah? So the Rush gives you two options. Option number one is, oh, the reason why it's Aser is because we don't paskin like this. Meaning, what do I mean when we don't passing like this? Exactly, Ein Morin Cain. So since he comes to ask a Shaila, so the Shaila is answered as Aser. This is the first answer in the Rush. However, the second suggestion of the Rush here is that really there are different levels of Machshirin. There are some Machshirin that are much closer to Ochel Nefesh, they are much more essential, and therefore we're going to be Matir, whereas there are other Machshirin that are lower, less core, you could say, Ochel Nefesh. And this is amplified by the Ramban here in the Milchamas, where the Ramban says, look, there are three categories of Ochel Nefesh. There is Machshirin that are related to the Ikar Ochel Nefesh, there are Machshirin that are the Tzorech of Ochel Nefesh, and then there are Machshirin that are not really Letzorech Ochel Nefesh, even though they may have elements of Ochel Nefesh or Hanoah Saguf, but they're not direct, and therefore the Rabbanan did not allow them. So, according to these first approaches, we really do paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. And the reason why the Gemara says it's aser ir is either because it's ein morin kin, but me'ikra din on the books it should have been mutter, or really these are exceptions to the rule. Even Rabbi Yehuda will aser in these cases, or at least even though Rabbi Yehuda will allow it me'ikra din Torah, the Rabbanan mid Rabbanan aliba de Rabbi Yehuda will be machmir in the cases of mipnei hefsed mamon or mipnei davar acher. However, the Rav Yah quoted in the Hagos Mordechai, in the Haggah next to the Mordechai, I forget who wrote that Haggah inside the Mordechai. It just says, I forget who wrote that Haggah. There, the Rav Yah is quoted as saying, we don't hold like these Osrin at all, because we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning, it's not that this Gemara is Aliba de Hilchasa. According to the Rav Yah, this Gemara is not even Aliba de Hilchasa, because we say it's Mutter straight out. However, the Rambam does pass in this Gemara. The Rambam is in Hilchos Yontif.
It's right here. It's in Hilchos Yontif, Perek Dalid.
Yeah. This half of the story is in Perek Dalid, Halacha Dalid. Ein mechaben es hadaleika kedei lahatzel mamad biyamtiv kederach she'ein mechaben b'shabbos ela menicha v'yotzi. Ve'ein mechaben es haner b'bnei tashma shamita ala kofa olav kli o usa mechid zebeino lebein haner o mutzil abayis acher. Ve'im einu yochol lasos achas mikol elu hari ze osa lechabos v'osa l'shamish ad shetich be'me'ela. So the Rambam says unequivocally it is usher. So that goes back to that machlokas achronim. Either the Rambam paskins like the Rabbanan or the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, but here we're going to be machmir. Okay. Now, the Rashba here in the Sugya and Beitza asks a very simple question. Why are we machmir in all these things? Why don't we say mitoch? Mitoch shehutra kibui l'tzorch ochel nefesh mamish. Hutra nami shalol l'tzorch ochel nefesh. Where is kibui muta l'tzorch ochel nefesh? The Gemara says you're allowed to put a piece of meat directly on a coal to barbecue it, even though it's going to cause the coal to be somewhat distinguished. Extinguished. It'll definitely be distinguished, but it'll be extinguished. So the Rashba says the teretz. He says, I'll tell you why. He says, because in this case, the kibui is not, in quote, the gufo shel maisa, but it's a davar acher. The hanoas haguf of tashmish hamita that you're trying to be matar over here, it's not inherently integrated with the action of the kibui itself. And therefore, even though generally speaking, you're right, we do say kibui l'tzorech ochel nefesh is mutter. And therefore, maybe we would even say mitoch, but we'd only say that when you can integrate the kibui and the ochel nefesh itself. What's that?
So I don't need the dirt, I need the pit, that's why it's on us. So it's over here, I don't need the drippings extinguishing it. It's I want the fire cooking it.
That's a good question. I'm wondering, I seem to recall that he might, in the footnotes, in the most Sadarach Cook version, may have actually asked that question. I'm going to check for you. He may have asked that question. I don't remember, hold on. He says... No, he does not ask that question. No. He just says, Kibu l'tzorcho chol nefesh haynu urche kibisra gumri v'guv shal maise v'chein chabura shal be'ila aval kibu yaner mishum davar sheinu mitzorch hatash v'zed davarach kibu avakaz v'shul shal 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 bayis, and therefore you don't say mitoch shutar v'shul shal tzorch.
It's mistaber even within the Gemara, though, because the two cases where you say it's mutter is Ishan Abayas and for the Kedera. And those things, when you do kiboy, either you're saving your house from getting smoky or you're saving the food. Mash Inke, in the case of Dabarather, Tashmish, that's your only
just
kiboy to get you to be able to do
right.
Something else.
Right. Okay. So, we see now that there is a machlokas about Machshirin, and then there's a machlokas about this sugya, how to paskin. According to the Rambam, we're totally asering you. According to the Rav Yoh, we're totally matering. And then the Rosh is, you know, somewhere between that it's mutter me'ikra din, just it's aser because ain't more in Cain. But kibui mamish, Lutzorach Ochel Nefesh Mamish, like the case of Bisra Gumri, that's going to be mutter. Okay, so this is what Meir Simcha was alluding to for a second ago. Well, what exactly are the stakes here? We just said that according to the Rambam, we're going to be machmir. Well, what are we being machmir about? So one of the cases was that we want to deal with Tashmish Shamita, and the other case was Mipnei HaDeleika. Well, what's going to happen with the Deleika? So we have a machlokas here. Rashi, in Dibra Maschil Eisvei, sounds like the issue is that your house is going to get all smoky, and either it's going to get burnt to the ground, or it's going to get so smoky that you won't be able to stay inside, which is why Rashi says, you won't be able to sit in your house. You're going to have to sit outside in the burning, scorching sun or in the rain. However, the Rashba says, that's not the pshat. It's that the house shouldn't get smoky because it's a hefsid mamon. But in a hanami, if you actually would have to sit outside, that would really shter your suda. That would be a problem. Ochel nefesh, you wouldn't be able to cook. And there, even the Rabbanan would be mode that is mutter, because that would be considered ochel nefesh mamas, not called machshir. That would be more directly ochel nefesh. Okay? So, again, even if we're going to say that the Rabbanan are going to aser over here, or even if we're going to aser because we are machmir, like the Rush, in certain kinds of mechabe, but in certain kinds of mechabe, we're going to be more mekel. Why? Because the tzorech is going to be greater. Make sense? Yes? So this is the machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Right? The Shulchan Aruch follows the Shitas Rambam, because the Rambam sounds like he holds like Rashi. The Rambam just says unequivocally, you're not mechabe mipnei hadaleika. And it sounds like, even if that's Rachmana Litzlan, the person's only house, they can't stay anywhere else. Whereas according to the Rashba, and this is the way that the Rambam paskins, the Rambam writes here in Tav Kuf Yud Dalet in Aleph, he writes, "V'yesh omrim dafkim efshal lahatzel hakadir below kibui, aval ev efshal lahatzel olavashel hakadir v'inyan acher rak sheyachabe mutal lachabos v'chein yirul leikar v'chein b'bayis mifsarif habayis lo yielo makom lechol sham v'yafset sudaso mutal lachabos aval yesh olbayis acher lechol sham os lachabos mishum hefsed mamono." So the Ramah follows the Shitas Harashba. Okay, so Adkan, so far, we have the general principles of kibui. That, yes, when it's actually doing the ochel nefesh, you're allowed to do kibui, the bisra agumri. When it's not ochel nefesh at all, and you have another house, another place to live, even the Ramah will agree that it's going to be usur. And the Mishnah Berurah pointed out, even if you're going to live, even if you're going to stay and eat in a goy's house, that also, the Eli Ramah's Mefakpik he quoted, but sounds like if you could figure out something else, then you're not allowed to do kibui to save the house. But what about gram kibui? What about gram kibui? Yeah.
Sorry, just in terms of understanding the machlokas, Rambam and Rashba.
Yes.
Rashi or Rose. Why doesn't the Rambam want to, why they're categorizing the different levels of machshir ochel nefesh? Why is he quick to just lump them all together and say it's all usher unless it's the tzorech ochel nefesh? Or the flip side, why is the Ramban, the Machamos, and the Ran, Ben Yerucham, why are they into categorizing and not saying unequivocally it's usher? What's in the key to my focus there?
I don't know what the conceptual machlokas is, but lechora, the question is there such a thing as a subdivision of machshirin? Right? The simple pshat is that machshir ochel nefesh are one category. The chiddush, it's the Ramban's chiddush to say, well, there are certain machshirin that are carved to ochel nefesh and certain machshirin that are less carved to ochel nefesh. I didn't look far enough to get a better husband than that. So here's where it starts to get more complex. We're going to come back to this lamais in a second, but the issue of gram kibui needs to be addressed here. Because until now, this Gemara is all talking about kibui mamish, right? We thought it was talking all about kibui mamish. However, the previous line in the Gemara starts to indicate something else. And that's the Gemara two lines before. Eis Rav Yudah Le'ula Hanosin Shemen B'ner Chai Mishum Mavir V'Hamistapik Mimenu Chai Mishum Mechaber. The Gemara says, Amale Lava Datoi, I didn't notice. That's talking about the Maisa Shahaya. And then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Kanva Shari. So those two lines in the previous Gemara are also related to our din of Kibui, and they add a new layer that has to do with the question of Grama and different aspects of Kibui. The first one was that the Gemara says that Mistapik Mimenu is Chayav. Why is Mistapik Mimenu Chayav? So Tosva says it's because you are immediately causing the fire to be diminished. And that is, Tosva says, hold the ba'osa shoshim mistapik mimena machabek tzatz b'chasa or diyaloch ala anuri kulehai ki ika shemen muad b'nev l'chach nira ki kibuy. So Rav Avadya in his Juvin Yechavada says nira ki kibuy means it is kibuy. And that's the simple pshat that all, that seemed that all the Achronim assume, that diminishing a flame is the equivalent of extinguishing it. It's both machabe. That's the thing. Rabbi Tendler, in his article, from that article that I mentioned from 1952 in the Beis Yitzchak, that old article, Rabbi Tendler makes the diuk here, and I'm surprised that others, maybe others did, but from what I saw, Rabbi Tendler suggests that it could be that diminishing the flame is only near a kikivui. But let's put that on hold for a second. Let's just keep that in the back burner.
Did you give us that article?
No, I did not. I have it here. If you want, I have a lot of things here. You can Xerox. I can Xerox it for you. That was for Josh. The Rosh says, no, this is wrong. What's happening here is there's an Isser of Gram Kibui. Yeah. Really, Gram Kibui is Gram Kibui Asser. The Gemara says in Shabbos that when it comes to Gram, this is the Rosh. The Rosh says that Gram Kibui is Asser. Isn't it true that Grama is Mutter? So if you look, this is the source of a major machlokas in the Rishonim. It appears in the Mordechai. If you look in the Mordechai in Shabbos, in Os Shin Tzadi Tes, the Mordechai quotes a machlokas Rishonim. The simple pshat from the Gemara is that Gram Kibui is Mutter, but the Mordechai quotes some Ashkenazi Rishonim to say no. Gram Kibui on Shabbos and on Yom Tov is Asur. It's only Mutter, B'makom Hefsid, B'makom Tzorach, when it's a serious need. And this becomes a machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah in Orach Chaim, in Shin Lamed Dalid, Chaf Beis. In Sif Chaf Beis, there is a machlokas there, and there the Mishnah Berurah, I think in the Bir Halacha, points out that this is true for other malachos as well, with a huge nafkamina. Can you set up a grama machine, assuming you can establish what grama is, which is beyond the purview of this discussion right now? Once you set up something that's grama, is that mutter bishofi? You could do everything in your house, all day grama. Or do you say no? Grama is only mutter b'makom a serious tzorich, b'makom a hefsid, b'makom choli, b'makom mitzvah, whatever, you know, that's a further discussion, halacha, where do you break those things down, those different categories? But that's going to be a significant piece of this discussion. So all these Gemara is talking about Mechabe. So on the one hand, if your Mechabe is direct, so it could be a problem. If it's indirect, so that's going to be subject to this Machlokas, where the Mordechai says that the mainstream Shita is, that's what we pass in Shulchan Aruch, is that it's Mutter, but the Ramah quotes from the Mikzas, the sum of the Rishonim, who say that it's also allocated as Makom Hefsid. Okay? But the Rush in our Gemara, this Rush that argues on Tosfos, adds a level of Chumrah. Because the Rush tells us that even though when you take a spoonful of Shemen out of the Ner, which obviously it helps everything. So when you take a spoonful out, it's not going to be Niskaba Me'elov right away, but it's going to be over time, it's going to be a problem of Grama. The Rosh says it's Asur. Why? Because it's in the item that's burning right now. You are affecting, you are impacting, you are touching that which is burning right now. So that's the first limitation on Gram Kibui, according to the Rush, not Tosus. Tosus says, Gram Kibui, of course it's mutter. It's Gram. Exactly. That's the nafkamina that Tosus and the Rush are arguing about. When you have a candle, not a ner. A ner was a lamp. A candle, when you have a wax candle, so the Gemara later on says you're not allowed to cut it with a scissor. That's a problem of Asiyas. That's a different story. But let's say you're using a light or a fire to cut it in half. So Tosus says that's not a problem. Eventually it'll go out. That's grama. But the Rush says it doesn't matter if it's grama. It's still a problem because it's grama in the Cheftza, and that's gram kibur, that's usur. Yes?
I'm just thinking, I didn't know this before because we weren't thinking. So when I said that,
yes.
Now with like a stovetop,
yes.
When you lower the flame, you're not making it last for a short amount of time.
Okay, we'll get to that. Okay. Well, you're right. We're going to get to lowering the flame. There, the Isser is not going to be. The Rush says it's pashut for the Rush that if you diminish the flame, you are in violation of Mechabe.
Okay.
The Chiddush of the Rush is to say that even though the Metzias is such that when you turn down the flame,
right,
that will be Chayav, but when you take a spoon of oil out of a bowl, it's not going to affect the plane. That's still Isser. That's the Chiddush of the Rush. The Rosh Mimode, if the Metzias were such that when you took a spoon out, it would diminish the flame, he says, Avada, Tosus is right. But the Metzias is, Tosus is wrong, he's claiming.
That it doesn't dim the light.
Right, exactly. Now, there is a limit. That's why the Rosh says, although I did see one Rishon who says that this too is Asur, but the Rosh says, therefore, if you have a sequence of little bulbs of chelev, little balls of fat that are going to be used for fuel, so taking one away, since it's not part of the fuel, that's going to be mutter because you're not doing any gram kibui in the cheftza itself. So that's chumra number one about kibui in the context of grama. Chumra number two is the Bir Halacha here quotes from Mechemed Moshe, who says that you're not allowed to stick a candle into a jug of water because that water doesn't just retard the flames, it doesn't just let it stop, it actually extinguishes them. It's an interesting that there's a difference between, let's say, other liquids and water. Water actually is a mechabe. I'm just pointing it out there, Ayin Sham in the Bir Halacha. And the third one is the Shulchan Aruch's interpretation of this Rush, who says that this, that gram kibui is mutter, number one is it can't be in the cheftza, therefore you're allowed to wrap something around, but you're not allowed to do it to the cheftza itself. And also, the Shulchan Aruch is machmir, that it has to be before it is lit. But once it's lit, you're not allowed to even do gram kibui not in the cheftza. That's what it sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch. And the Bir Hagra, the Vilna Gaon, right here, picks up on that Shulchan Aruch and says, why not? He says, I don't agree with that. But it sounds like the Bir Hagra's interpretation of Shulchan Aruch is that kibui, even if it's not in the cheftza, if the fire is still burning, then kibui, even gram kibui, is going to be asur. Okay?
The Shulchan Aruch
says there's a heter of gram kibui, according to the Rush, when there is, number one, not an action in the cheftza, in the item itself, it's somehow circumscribed. And number two, that kibui is not arranged when the fire is on. You take a candle, you want to put some kind of wrapper around it to deter the fire from continuing, to retard it from getting to the bottom. So then it's only okay if you wrap it around before you light the candle.
Before you can even use water, surely.
Yes, I assume. Oh. So this brings us to this comment of the Rabbeinu Chananel here in our Gemara. Because Rabbeinu Chananel, our girsa in that next line of the Gemara was Kanvashari. So Rashi and Tosfos say, Kanvashari, what are you talking about? Rashi says, that's Limchot Rosh HaPsila Va'osa Pecham. Tosfos says, that's not what it is. Rather, it's fixing the Psila. Rabbeinu Chananel says, that's not the girsa. The girsa is, Amrav Yudah, the Kinyana Shari. Kinyana is shari. Pirish yesh misha omer kagon avuka shiasuya mechatichos etzim ketanim im notol biyomtov meosan etzim shelo ochze bahem haur shari. So we'll have to come back to that in a minute. But that Rabbeinu Chananel is going to be a major discussion. Wait a second. Until now, we talked about kibui, and then we talked about gram kibui. Well, what does this constitute? You have a big, yeah, have a big bonfire, and taking away one stick. What's the story with that? Is that kibui? Is that gram kibui? Is it not kibui? Is it hetogamur? Well, is it lit or not lit? If it's not lit, shouldn't that be like the piece of chalev that is not yet on fire for the rush? Let's hold that in the back of our mind.
Why would it even be that if it's not lit?
Okay, good question. We'll come back to that. So now, I just want to make one ha'ara here about the malacha of kibui in general, which is going to have a huge impact in how we view this whole question, halacha l'maisa. What is the hagdara of malachas kibui? So the Beis Yitzchak, Rev Yitzchak Shmelkes, in his Tshuvas in Yoredei Chelek Beis, Simen Lamed Aleph, Os Ches, it's very tiny letters here, so I'm happy to xerox it for you, but it's really, really small, has a suffix about whether or not kibui of gas on Shabbos, of a gas lamp, gaslicht is what he calls it here in Yiddish, gaslicht, is that a malacha d'oraisa or is that a malacha d'rabbanan? The Gemara says that mechabe gacheles shel mateches is only d'rabbanan. Well, what about gas? So he goes back and forth, ein sham. But what it seems like is there seems to be a fundamental chakira about what is the malacha of malachas kibui. What are the two options? So option number one is it's extinguishing. Or option number two is it's making coals and preparing a wick.
What was the first one?
Option one is extinguishing. And this gets back to, well, I would say like this. I'll give you a mashal. Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Shechter likes to quote this machlokas from Rav Soloveitchik and some other achronim. Let's say you have a painting, and we've talked about this before, you have a painting, it's worth $10 million, and then, I don't know, someone comes and signs their initials on it. TK, an artist. TK, Ladugma. No, just saying. Ladugma. Ladugma.
Tani Kra.
Hey. No.
When
no.
did this happen?
No, it did not happen. I'm just making it up. So it could have been.
That's why the money has been taken back.
That's right. It could have been anybody. So then now you feel really bad that this $10 million Rembrandt has letters on it. So you take. They have methods of doing this. You go to a specialized artisan who can scrape off, who can erase the letters on this $10 million Rembrandt pen, and now, no problem, it's totally fine as it was. What happens if you take off those two letters on Shabbos? So Shechter quotes some achronim who say that is, what is it?
Kibui.
No, it's mochik. It's mochik. Mochik midaraisa. Because you're mochik shtei osios. But he quotes from the Rav, no, it's not daraisa. Because the malacha of mochik is not mechika, it's hachana leksiva. It's the mechika, it's mochik. That's what the Mishnah says. Mochik almanas lichtov shtei osios. The malacha is hachana leksiva.
There were two paintings in the
world. No, not that. That's Baba Kama. That's Baba Kama.
What's the relationship then between Havara and Kibur then?
So exactly, the same way that according to Rav Soloveitchik, the way Rav Shechter presented it, as I recall, it's not that Kosev and Mochik are opposites. It's there are two steps in the process of writing. So too, Mavir and Machabe are not a couplet. They're not polar opposites of lighting and extinguishing. It's that one is lighting and the other one is preparing the licht. That's why Reb Yossel and I had this discussion that both of our fathers have the practice on Erev Shabbos, I think it appears in Shulchan Aruch, right? We saw it, maybe? About lighting, forget it, it appears. To light the Shabbos licht on Friday morning so that when the mother comes to light the candles, so it's easier to light because it's already been pre-singed. So that's a demonstration of how the kibui, when they extinguish it on Friday, when they finish preparing it, that's hachana lahavara. So that may, from a lumdish standpoint, have something to do with this, but it's more technical. If you look here in the Beis Yitzchak, maybe telling a machlokas bavli yushalmi, Rashi Tosfos, ein sham. But what comes out is the following issue. If you say that the issue of machabe is very much rooted in making pechav, that means then that if you have some form of kibui that's not asiyas pechav, that's not going to be real machabe. Whereas if you say that no, it's more about extinguishing, then even if there is no pechav, you'll have to explain why makachelas shalmateches is only drabanan. But beikaron, even in gaslicht, you could get to machabe daraisa. So this is the subject of a massive machlokas in the Achronim. So there is a tshuva. This was on the Marmar Komos. The tshuva is from the Malamed Lahoel, the Goner of David Zvi Hoffman. So this appears in Chelek Aleph and Simon Samach. I have here. I can xerox it for you. It's in the context of Hilchos Shabbos. The shaila was like this: Echa yeshlo taner shenisak al yedei edim. Edim are steam. Shekorin gaz. Umatmin bo chamin b'shabbos. Can you ask the goy to turn off the gas furnace on the gas oven on Shabbos? That's the shaila. So to this shaila, Rav Ovadia in the Yabia Omer in Chela Gimel and Simon Lamed pours it on a huge number of achronim who are machmir on this shaila to not allow amira la'akum b'makom kibuy. Why? So we already saw there were a couple of chumras of kibui. Even if kibui is, generally speaking, grama's mutter, we already saw the Rosh had some chumras about gram kibui. But there is a Ran. The Ran is the Masechah Shabbos, Adav Samach Aleph Amar Aleph, in the Rif, Dapia Ilfas, in Dibra Maskel Ubamakom, where the Ran says that we are machmir, especially machmir when it comes to kibui. Even though kibui is a malacha she'en tzricha legufa, which is what Ellie mentioned earlier, isn't every kibui ain't tzricha legufa? You're not really caring to make the pechem afterwards, you're just trying to shut off the fire. And he says, it's aser to tell a goy to be machabe the fire that's burning there. Why? Shouldn't that be shvus to shvus? So he says, nope. Shiny kibui, dekevon de'im hayat tzorech legufo haya aser minatora, ve'ein hakol bekiyin lachlok, bein malacha atzricha legufo l'she'ein atzricha, mishum hachi asri rabbanan afilo b'makom tzeda, v'afilo ay de'nachri nami asru. So you see from this Ran that kibui, even when it's an ein tzrich legufa, we're going to be more machmir. So Rav Avadya says, look, we treat kibui, even though it's ein tzrich legufa, even though it's only midrabanan, you're going to treat it similar to ke'ein like a daraisa. Therefore, you're not going to throw in any kulas of vitur sof mishum tchilasan, which is what someone argued. He quotes from the Achronim, and it's going to be usur even to ask a goy to turn it down. However, that's because Rav Avadya assumes that this kibui, the kibui of the gas, is the equivalent of regular kibui, and he treats them as the same. But this tshuva of the...
Is there a split between completely extinguishing it versus just turning it down, or versus
nope.
The same?
He assumes they're the same. And what does he invoke?
The
Tosfos. He invokes the Tosfos, even though you could have said that Tosfos sounds like it's nira. No, he assumes, he mentioned it twice in the tshuva, that Tosfos shows you that diminishing is the same as extinguishing.
If you're in Eretz Yisrael, then you're not going to relate it. Assuming, let's say, it's the middle of the day, or it's some of the chashiyachas you're doing because it gets dark, or all these reasons that you're putting out a thing, time when you end up relating it, it's going to be chol. Much inkein in chutzlars, no?
Well, that would still potentially be a problem of hachana from Yom Tov Rishon to Yom Tov Sheni.
Meaning, in addition to keeping it.
Right, if you're doing it for the purpose of preparing it for tomorrow.
Right. Yeah. But the Gemara, I don't know if we're going to get there, but the Gemara, the examples in the Gemara, it doesn't seem like the reason they're doing the malacha, at least from the Gemara and Kof Ches, isn't because they want to have the coals. They want to prevent the food burning in the house from...
Exactly. So that's Ein Tzrich L'Gufa. That's the Ron's point. Isn't that Ein Tzrich L'Gufa? The answer is, doesn't matter. We're still Machmer, even though it's Ein Tzrich L'Gufa. And we paskin like Reb Shimon. We paskin, not like the Ron, we paskin like Ein Tzrich L'Gufa is okay. Oh. So the premise of this Tshuva, the Malam L'Hoel, is a Tshuva of the Besamim Rosh, which I printed out here. Now, the Malam L'Hoel tells you that there is quite a bit of controversy regarding the Besamim Rosh, as to who exactly authored this. So he quotes different achronim who debate not just the veracity in terms of authorship, but also in terms of, therefore, the stature of the Tshuvas Besamim Rosh. However, if you look in the Tshuvas of the Besamim Rosh himself, he references a Ra'ah.
What's
the This is... in Simon Samach Lamalam and the Hovel, in the Besamim Rosh, it's Simon Kuf Tzadi Dalid. So, he tells you a maisa. So here it is. So he tells you this maisa in the Besamim Rosh, and the Malam and the Hol says that this is in the name of the Ra'ah, but I don't see it actually in here in the name of the Ra'ah. So he says there was a maisa. Let me tell you, says the Besamim Rosh, a maisa that happened to my Rebbe. He says, Mashir lemori rav pamachas b'mesibas chachamim b'leil Shabbos nafal nitzos al ha'shulchan ve'echad min ha'meshamshin b'shichacha nasan etzba le'avakava v'tzavchu Shabbos Shabbos v'nitztayr. So one of the shamashim stuck his hand out, put out, extinguished the spark that had fallen on the table, and everybody screamed Shabbos Gevalt, and he felt bad. And one of the chachamim said, who cares, it was a spark, sparks don't have mamash, there's no problem of kibui. And other rabbis said to him, what are you talking about? We have a Gemara on Shabbos that says you're not allowed to put a cup of water underneath a candle to catch the sparks, because it's bitul kli me'echano. So you see that it is a problem. So...
It's not a problem with kibbutz, it's a problem with bitul kli me'echano. Fine, he's not doing bitul kli me'echano about Shabbos
25.
Oh. So he says exactly. Achichle dahachmel sala inyan bitul kli meyachanu nemar sheina kli nasa lobosis. The Gemara's chiddush is that it's only a problem misha machabe. It's not a problem misha bitul kli meyachanu. It is allowed to put it underneath the water. Is the problem of machabe? Aval kano ka machabe. V'also chacham gamu chazar bo la'achas halach morizal lebeisom misyasha bedavar. And he said he's right. Why? Even according to Rabbi Yehuda. And that's the linchpin. The Malam al-Hol says this was the name of the Ra'ah, but I didn't see the Ra'ah quoted here in the original Tshuva of the Besamim Rosh. So, what's the Malam al-Hol, what's the Besamim Rosh saying? When do you say that there's a concern about kibui, that's when it's a dover haroi lekibui, when it's something that is possible, that's within the realm of kibui. But when you're talking about just gas that's burning as fuel, there's no mamashas there. It's like the nitzotz in the shaila of the Besamim Rosh. And that's why the Malam of the Hol says that al yidei akum, it's mutter. And even though the Magen Avram is chosh in sifkaton in shin lamed dalet sifkaton lamed is choshish for the shita saran. He says he thinks that many disagree, and they would allow amira la'akum for kibui because it's a shvus to shvus. And in this case, it's not just a shvus where it's chomer. Here it's a shvus kal, because even if you're going to say you're going to be machmer like the Ran about kibui in general, here you're going to be mekel because there is no mamashus. So now we could start to address our question. What's the story with adjusting the flame on Shabbos and on Yom Tov? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Lahatos ner kedei leharchik hashemen min hapsila chashav kikiboy v'asav v'chein also likach psila miner hadoluk afilu litno b'ner acher shari kishemotzio miyad hu mechaba usa. So you're not allowed to do kiboy on Yom Tov, but according to what we're saying now, if there is no wood, it's only derabanan, if it's gas, and therefore it would be mutter al yidei akum according to the Malam of the Holo, and aser according to Rav Avadya.
Why is it derabanan if it's only gas?
Because, number one, it's ein tzrich legufa, but forget ein tzrich legufa. If the definition of kibui is asiyas pecham, so there is no pecham here. The Ran wanted to say, oh, we're going to be machmir on Ein Tzrich Legufa of Kibui because maybe you're going to get confused and sometimes you're going to do it b'kavana. But there's nothing to get confused about. There is no wood here. There is no fossil fuel. There's nothing that's...
That's what we mean by mamashos?
Yeah, there's no charcoal. There's nothing here.
Huh. But that would still fit within the Mechaber's sheet, though, because he says if it's a candle, whether or not it's a lit, the kadosh is going to be usher. Right,
because
that has
mamashus
already?
I'm not understanding. What we're saying here is a different word. We're saying that not gram kibui, kibui mamish. Right? The way we're setting it up is first we talked about kibui, then we talked about gram kibui.
Right.
Now we're saying, then we said, well, there's a whole yesodas diga chakira about whether or not kibui is asiyas pecham or it's usur in general to extinguish. Well, the nafkamina of that is, okay, let's go back, not gram, we'll talk about gram in a minute. Let's just talk about kibui mamish, actual kibui. But if you say that there's no concern here, and perhaps what that is predicated on is this idea that it's a siyas pecham, but if there's no pecham, there is no eitz, there's nothing to worry about, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not doraisa. So then you could say shvus to shvus, amir la'akum is mutter, whereas Rav Avadya says that it's aser. So now that takes us to the next step, which is what Meir Simcha is saying, what about gram kibui in the case of the gas? What's the story with gram kibui in the case of the gas? And this is what you were alluding to before. How do you determine what is called kibui according to the Rush and what's not called kibui? So I'll give you an example. I think the Rosh Hashanah gave this example, maybe. Let's say, Rachmana Litzlan, you have a house burning down and you have a chair in the living room. There's a fire in the kitchen. Is it usur to take the chair out of the living room? Why? Why is it not usur to take the chair out of the living room? If you would leave the chair there, it would burn for longer. Aren't you doing gram kibui by taking the chair out of the living room?
No, you're not. That's not giving the ability to
fire. Right, you're not giving it the opportunity. That's different than removing fuel that is part of the existing fire. This is a crucial distinction to try to figure out where what's called gram kibui and what's called mutter. Is it gram kibui to take the chair out of the living room?
Is it gram kibui to take out a...
Oh, that's the question. Is that gram kibui? So this is the kasha, this is the stira of the Taz. Our Shulchan Aruch says, we're going to get to it right now. Our Shulchan Aruch says, the Shulchan Aruch says, Osur likach psila miner adolok afil litna b'ner acher shari kishemotzia miyad hu mechaba osa. You're not allowed to take a lit wick out of the oil, because you're going to be mechaba when you take it out of the oil. The problem is, the kasha that you just asked, that's the Taz's kasha. The Taz here in Sif Katan Hey says, Sarachian from Simen Tav Kuf Beis, where the Shulchan Aruch has Hilchos Kibui as well, in terms of the context of burning wood. So the Rama there adds in the end of Sif Beis, Umutar Likach eats Hadolok mitzad zeshal medura, ulahanicho bitzad acher hoel ve'eno mechavein lekibui. Since you're not mechavein lekibui, you're allowed to take an eitz hadolok mitzad zeshal medura and to put it on the other side, since you're not mechavein lekibui. Really? You're not mechavin lekibui, so then why aren't you allowed to take the psila out of the bowl of shemen?
Because it's not going out.
Okay.
Wait, in the psila bowl of shemen, the issue is the fire on the psila or the fire that you're meaning?
The fire on the psila. And so to here, isn't the stick that you take out, isn't it going to burn out? So the first answer, which I would have thought is the more simple answer, which is the Aruch HaShulchan's answer. The Aruch HaShulchan is in Tavkuf Beis, right there in Osir Aleph. He says, well, here's the difference. In the case of the wick, when you take the wick out, it's gonna extinguish. As opposed to here, it's not going to extinguish. You're talking about a little twig, it'll burn out the full length of what it would have. It's not going to end early because you're taking it out. Whereas over there, you're actually pulling it out, and that's cutting off the fuel source. It would have burned longer. You're cutting off the fuel source. Okay? Right? Just to clarify, everybody agrees, if you have a big pile of twigs, you're allowed to take one twig from the side that's not burning, take it out, and put it somewhere else. But if it is burning, the Shulchan Aruch says you're only allowed to do that. The Rama says you're only allowed to do that because you're not miskaven. Well, is that going to cause it to go out, or is it not going to cause it to go out? So Rav Avadya quotes the Shalos and Tshuvos, not Shalos and Tshuvos, a commentary that I never heard of, like most of the Svarim that Rav Avadya knew, called the Nahar Shalom. So Sefer Nahar Shalom on Shulchan Aruch Or HaChaim from Rav Shabsai Vine Torah, Av Bezdin of Is Paltro. Av Bezdin of Ispaltro. This one, this edition that I have in Hebrew books, is published in Amsterdam, Bishnas Vehisangu Al Rav Shalom. Okay. Says the Nahar Shalom, I'll tell you what the difference is. He says, here's the Kash of the Taz. And he says, Kosav HaTaz, look what I wrote in Tavkon Yudal, Tzarechian, Laniz Daiti Achilich Mavur, what? Tohasam Hashemen Hu HaGoreim HaHadlaka. Omi bal ado hapsila lotad leklal, ma she'ein kein hacha she'etz ze beli hitstarfus ha'acher nami madlik, ella shela hitstarfus misayo shelo yechabe kol kach b'mehira. What's he saying? He's saying that in the case of the wick, it's the wick and the fuel together, that is, it's one entity. And that wick, and that fuel, that oil, that's what enables it to burn. So if you take the wick out of it, you've now cut off the ability to burn, because it's all connected together. Masher Inkein, in the case of the eights, you could say, in your mind, conceptually, there's a burning eights over here, and then there's a burning eights over there. The fact that that eighth is burning and you take it away, that's not diminishing the eighth that's already burning, that's just preventing it from adding burning. I think that the mashal will be, this is not the way the Rav Avadya says it, not the way he explains it, but I think it's the mashal of the furniture in the living room when the fire's in the kitchen. It's not one entity. The fire's not in the living room. And Mela, you can't say that you're removing fuel from the fire. You're just removing furniture from your living room. It's not integrated into the fire. So this is where the debate comes out. So Rabbi Tendler, in his article, he wanted to say this is not halacha lemaisa. He wanted to say lo lemaisa, just as a svara. He wanted to say, well, the gas in the gas line and the company, so basically, the idea is it's more like those chatichos of chelev. It's not designed, in his point, it's whether it's miyuad for this fire. The gas, at some point, It's not designed for your oven, your stove. It's not part of your stove, and therefore should be mutter to shut it off. But others will say no, for two reasons. Number one, you can't shut it off if that's going to immediately cause all the gas to immediately shut off and stop right now. But you could say no. Certainly from the knob at your oven, the gas that's in the gas line in the kitchen, that's considered, you could say, that's not like the eitz next to the big pile of eitzim. That's more like the shemen with the psila. Now, you're right, in a hanami, it's a good shaila. At what point does that end? Does that mean that literally all the gas in the central gas station in the city? I don't know where the gas comes from, but there's some gas depot probably. So you're going to say all that gas is considered a mechubar, it's all shemen of my nair? I don't know. But certainly, the knob on your oven that's controlling the amount of gas that's going to leave the little pipe that goes into my kitchen that's going to let it come out onto the stovetop, so then it's very likely to say that's not like the eitz sheba eitzim. That's more like the psila. You hear? But all these inyanim, they're all linked together. Right? The question of, is it real kibui, is it not real kibui? So first you have to start asking that question, the Beis Yitzchak. Do you, the machlokas Rav Avadya and the Malamed Lahoel, that according to Rav Avadya, that's real kibui, so you're going to be much more machmir. According to the Malamed Lahoel, so you're going to be matar ayde akam. You're not going to, no one said that it's motar ayde Yisrael atzmo, but it's a much more makom lahakel. The shaila in between would be in the following case. My grandmother, she'll live with me well, when she had her apartment in Kiryat Moshe, Yosef and I were reminiscing about this. She used to have a gas tank outside of the house. And they used to fill it up. I think they must have had like gas deliveries or something. It's like we have for barbecue grills. Still like that. So they have gas balonim, right? Balonim. So here would be an interesting shaila. What's the din to turn off the balon gas on the outside? So maybe then you add a layer of grumma, because when you shut off the gas balon, the stove inside still burns. It takes a little while before the gas in the line runs out. Oh, so, okay, so we're not getting into now the machlokas between Rav Soloveitchik and other achronim about what constitutes grumma. In achnami, that's a further question, whether that even qualifies as grumma. Naniach that that's called grumma. So what would you say? So now you go back to the previous point, which was, well, gram kibui, the rush, which is quoted by the Shulchan Aruch, the rush was machmir, gram kibui, in the cheftza. So is this called in the cheftza? Is the gas line that links your stove to the balloon on the outside, is that one cheftza because it's one ma'arechet? Or do you say, no, that's not one cheftza. That's like the Rosh's chatichos of chelev.
There's a separate question on turning the flame.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. A further nafkamina of this complexity would be going outside and shutting it off from there. Because we're saying now, not like Rabbi Tendler, I think, again, he didn't say Lamais, he just suggested it in this article. No, shutting off the gas at the oven itself, Lechura, it's Pashit. First of all, that's actually going to go out right away. And it's difficult to say that gas that's in the line in the kitchen is not there. It's not the shemen that you're waiting for right now. But what I'm saying, what if you say outside? So, okay, maybe that's all you did, grumma. But that grumma is the question. Is it one ma'arechet? Is it already? Now, you also have the added chumra of the Shulchan Aruch that it's already lit. Once it's already lit, then the Shulchan Aruch also said that that's a problem.
Make sure your grumma is doing grumma.
Very good. Okay. So, to summarize, same thing for lowering the flame. Like Tosa said, there's no difference between lowering
and the rush
should be machmir lechura. Okay, so now let's bring it back. Just halacha lemaisa. So we're saying now that according to the according to the Malamed Lahoil, it's mutter to have a goy turn down or turn off the gas on your behalf. According to Rav Avadya, that's aser. But what about another alternative? What about filling up a pot of water and having that spill over and extinguish the flame, and then you could turn off the gas because then there's no kibui. So Rav Avadya says that that's mutter. Fill a water, pot of water that's roilish stia, then you put it on, you could drink a cup of coffee from that water, and then the water is going to bubble over. Oh, okay. So this, if you look in that Tshuva of the Mari Balzac, where he has a very long Tshuva, where he kind of sets out, kibui kiraim otanar b'yontav sidrei adifuyos, so he says, adifus number one is to use a sha'on Shabbos and a kirei gaz, something called a chagaz, sha'on gaz. I never saw that before, but it must be they have it in Israel. Interesting. So that's the best thing. The second best thing is what should you do regarding makire gaz, is what we said right now, is to heat up a cup of water and heat up a bucket of water that's going to spill over and turn it out. Why is that mutter? The answer is because that's gram kibui bedavar acher. The water is going to spill over and put out the fire. The Shulchan Aruch is machmer because the fire is already on. Rav Avadya says you can be mekel on that. Gra is opposed to that. Fine. Third, he says, is b'dievet mutar gam l'chabes kerei gas or chashmal etanar chashmali al yidei goy kedei lonos ha'sakana shebasharasam dolkim. Okay. What about the last case, the last patent, which is not mentioned in any of these tshuvas, which is a different story, and that was, according to the Ramah, that it's mutter for ochel nefesh purposes, and even for the house. What about if your food is going to get burnt? So this is one patent that some people do, is they'll keep their food on the oven beyond when it needs, or on the fire, and they'll turn the fire down so it doesn't burn. So some people do this. It's not such a great chap. Why? Because of Shlomo Zalman, because in the it's a harama kind of. But Shlomo Zalman in the Shemir Shabbos, it's Rav Norworth in the Shemir Shabbos, and the footnote says he has a lot built here on Shemir Shabbos. In Perek Yud Gimel, Chelek Aleph, Perek Yud Gimel in Os Yud says that this is Dafka Yesh Chashash Shatav Shel Sha'al Alahava Yikadach V'Yiskalka. Or that your water is going to evaporate. I will also lahakti nes halahava kedei lamnoa she'ochel yischarich b'miktzas o she'akedera tifuyach. It's just going to get a little bit bad, so then that's not okay. It's not okay to do kibui. It's actually burnt and really bad shape. Well, the point is you're going to leave it there to the point where it's almost going to be burnt, and then you'll turn it off. So I'm just saying, that's one limitation. The other limitation is, the Shulchan Aruch said, when is it mutter to do kibui for your ochel nefesh? That's when you don't have another opportunity. You don't have another eitzah. But what if you have you have a burner that's on very high. You could turn on another burner with eish me'eish, not the problem of molid eish. Eish me'eish, you're going to turn the burner on, and it'll be at a low level. So here, the Magen Avraham, interestingly, the Magen Avraham, if you make that deal, can the Magen Avraham here in Tav Kuf Yudalid, the Magen Avraham seems to say that it's better to, what is he saying? It's better to light a new fire than it is to be mechabe the one that you have. So, and therefore turning it down also. So it's better to use Eish Me'eish to have two fires going now, one that's on a low and one that's on high, and move your pot from the high to the low that it shouldn't get burned, than it is to lower the high.
One second.
And that's why, that Magen Avraham is in Beis, Im Efshar, Kagon Sheyochol Lasus Eish B'Makom Acher. And that's why the Shmir Shabbos writes, "V'chemuta lahakta biyantus lahava b'mikra she'ein lo ella eish achas ve'eino yachol lahadlik lahava acheres shei katana mimenu mizu v'gam eino rotz lahasa lagamri sakadir menu eish kadei lishmar al chomatavshel." So this idea of using this patent that you're going to leave it on until it burns, practically, is somewhat limited. You're talking about soup, let's say. You're going to leave the soup pot on. You want it to boil up, so you put the flame very high. Then you don't want the flame to be on so high. You want to turn it down, so you're going to leave the soup on. So number one, you have to leave the soup on to the point where part of it would get, the bottom would get burnt, that you would not want it to get burnt. That's how it came out. You have to leave it on that long. Then you could turn it down, but you can only turn it down then if, according to the Shemir Shabbos, if you don't have another burner. But if you have another burner, you can't turn it down. You'd rather turn the gas up a little bit on another burner and then light Eish Meish. However, Rav Moshe disagrees with this. Rav Moshe, in his tshuvas, he has an earlier and then later on, someone must, Rabbi Mordechai Tendler here, this is in Orachaim Chela Gimel Simen Kuf Gimel, he says, Malas Kvod Yedidi Nechdi Ayakar Rav Moshe Mordechai Tendler, Rav Mordechai Tendler, someone asked my tshuva Orachaim Aleph Kuf Tezvav Shalahakten Es Eish Agaz Biyantav Kishetzor Lachnesh Kadei Shalai Yisor Vlei Skal Galatav Shal Mutter Ap Yochel Aniach Eish Ze Godol Olahad Lek Eish Acher. So Rav Moshe disagrees with this diuk in the Magen Avram, and this is quoted in this book Hilchos Yomtov, the Laws of Yomtov, Rav Simcha Bunim Kohn. So here in the beginning of this chapter about Kibui, in chapter 13, extinguishing a fire, he tells it the Mechaba is Usser, lowering a gas flame for food purposes. He says that it is a direct, when it is too large, if it's to keep the food from burning,
the flame
is mutter. So he says, some poskim say this is only when the option of lighting a new lower flame is not available. That would be the Shemir Shabbos. However, Moshe Feinstein says it's permitted even if you could start a new flame instead. And then, similarly, then the next part, extinguishing a flame indirectly. So what about grumma? So grumma, by a flame, we said there are the limitations of the rush. However, to heat up the water, to boil it over, once you're using the heter of mitoch with riba b'shirim, that's mutter. And then asking a non-Jew, he quotes here that it's mutter. But he said that's only for the purpose of a Yom Tov related purpose. For example, if it's too hot, or if it's bothering you. But stam, to save money and to prevent waste, that's not, unless you have some real hefse meruba, etc. So, to summarize, we saw super awesome. We saw the discussion of three sections of the Gemara here on Chav Beis Amud Aleph. We saw first the discussion in the bottom half of the Gemara about Machshirin and Kibui Bekas of Machshirin and Kibui Litzor Chochol Nefesh Mamish, and why it's Ochol Nefesh when it's not a Mochol Nefesh, the different levels of the Rishonim. Then we spoke about the first point of the Gemara about Gram Kibui and Mistapik Menashemen, Machlokas Tosas on the Rush. And then the third point, which is Rabbi Nochananel, about that Girsa, about what's called part of the fire, and that Shiloh of the Taz. So all three of those major issues, all three of those sections of the Gemara are going to have implications on this question of kibui, whether it's ayde akum or ayde grama, or whether or not you're turning down the fire in terms of actually saving the food, depending on if you have the option for something else or not.